Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in with, well, whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. That's what we do around here. Check out freetalklive.com, where we do it there, too. With the website.
We do it there.
The website is set up in such a fashion that you can link to news stories or blog posts or videos, and people vote them up, vote them down. There's all kinds of listening options there at listen.freetalklive.com, whether it's the live streams on the internet, the 110 radio stations or so that carry Free Talk Live, our several satellite options, webcam, listen lines, all of it at listen.freetalklive.com. So let's go straight into those calls with Aaron, listening on XM. Aaron?
Hey there, Big Daddy and Stephanie. It's a pleasure to speak to the two of you.
What's going on? What's on your mind, Aaron?
Not much. Before I got to my point, I just wanted to mention that I found Free Talk about a month and a half ago, and I am so glad I did. Since I found it, I've signed up for the Free State program.
Awesome.
Today I signed up to be a silver amplifier, and when I get paid next week, I will be buying my ticket and setting up my hotel and stuff for the Liberty Forum in February.
So. That's great. I'd love to see you there. And
yeah, it'll be great to meet
say
you.
Say hi.
One of my concerns has been intellectual property rights. You mentioned patents briefly, and there's a lot of problems with the current patent system.
Sure are.
But I worry about doing away with it, removing a lot of incentive for research, especially if it's very intensive research, like things like electron microscopes and centrifuges and spectrographs are not cheap.
Yep, sure.
They take a lot of investment, and if you can't, patent your product that you develop to protect your investment,
then how do you make money?
Well, I would like to address that question. First of all, you may want to check back in our archives because a couple of months ago, Mark, we had Stephen Kinsella on the show.
That's right.
And he's very famous.
That's on a Sunday.
And yes, he was one of our first interview guests, actually. And he's very famous because he is an actual IP attorney, but he has written a number of things against intellectual property and believes that there should be no patents, copyrights, etc. And his book, Against Intellectual Property, is a really good place to start if you want to learn more about this.
Yeah, let me spell his last name for you, for anybody who might go back and listen to this. And it's Kinsella. And he is probably the hands-down expert in this arena. And so what you're getting is the second best here, Aaron. But I would, this is one of the bigger rivets on the statist machine. What do we do if we don't have intellectual property, especially intellectual property in the areas of...
Well, let me flip this around for one moment. Do you think, Aaron, is that your name? Do you think that a company who invents something or a person who invents something is entitled to have a monopoly on selling that product?
I'm not sure on this at this point.
Okay, that's an honest answer.
If you'd asked me a year ago, I definitely would have said yes, at least for a limited time.
Do you think that monopolies are good for the customer?
For a limited time, I would have said yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, let me follow up with that. Do you think that monopolies help the customer or the end user?
Rarely.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay.
Well, one could make the argument in this case that that a product may never be created without intellectual property law, so therefore it helps the customer. I mean, there is an argument to be had there. But
I think that's pretty easily debunked. Like, a lot of people, I know, Mark, this was a sticking point for you when you first learned about the libertarian perspectives on intellectual property, and that was movies. Like, how would these movies ever be made without...
How would a blockbuster movie be made?
without IP.
I'm willing to let blockbuster movies go in order to have a free world. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I think...
Well, right. I mean, who says anybody should be entitled to have a movie that makes billions of dollars anyway? But, it's quickly becoming the case that technology is setting us free and is enabling people to make movies on extremely low budgets and even animate them themselves or, do them at very cheap in their own home.
Also, I'd like to point out that if you were to take a movie and then put a wrapper on it that indicated that you made that movie and try to sell that movie, you'd be committing fraud against the person to whom you are selling it. And that is
if you represented it as someone else's work,
right?
As your own.
However, you put a banner across the tops that says third-party knockoff of Star Wars, then you're not misleading anybody. I just want to make it clear there's different things like patents, copyrights, and trademarks. And trademarks, I think, are probably the most legitimate sort of intellectual property law.
Well, and you know, Aaron, there are many different reasons why people choose to invent and develop products. One of them, yes, is because of the profit motive and the desire to make money from them. And I think that's still possible to do, even if there is no intellectual property protection, so-called. But another one is for the fame. You know, a lot of people invent things because they want to be the first one who brought this technology to bear, and then maybe others can improve it or whatever. But they were the originator, right? And they can capitalize on that in order to make money and to teach other people about how to, you know, make this microscope that only they know how to make because they're the first one to do it. And, you know, also, just because someone else knows how your product is made, like, let's say someone invents a microscope, we'll make this more concrete. Let's say someone invents an electron microscope or a new microscopy technology or technique. Well, just because they open source it and they put the instructions on how to make it out on the internet or so forth, you know, they can still sell it doesn't mean that someone else would want to actually go ahead and make their own microscope, right? They're still selling a service. They could make that microscope for you because, you know, they know how to do it, they have experience, and they could make a really good microscope. It's just like because there are song lyrics on the internet to what's a famous song sung by, what's your favorite song, Mark?
Well, Happy Birthday is copyrighted.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about a song. What's a song that everybody knows? Billy Joel or something like that.
Okay,
just because
We
his
Didn't
song,
Start the Fire.
Well, yeah, just because his song lyrics are on the internet to We Didn't Start the Fire doesn't mean if I sing the song, it's going to be as good as Billy Joel's.
You just have to go to karaoke night to find that out, right?
Exactly, and so. You know, there's something to be said for the original inventor or maker of a product being able to sell it and have a certain ability to do it better than everyone else, even if their formula is known.
And Aaron, rather than taking our word for that, this, lots of people have done research on this, and in ways that I can't, you know, even begin to, you know, just do on the fly on radio. But they, you know, the apparently among, you know, those that believe in liberty, the research shows that in fact it's people first to market in a freer world that make more innovation, and that intellectual property laws tend to stifle innovation.
Yes.
And just make it so that, you know, for instance, the patenter of a statin drug just changes the chemical formula just a little bit the next time in order to
so they can
the,
get another patent on
right.
it. Exactly.
And so then is manufacturers manufacturing to patents, not to manufacturing to customers. So,
and let's not forget the huge amount of cost that patent law and hiring all these patent attorneys and filing patents, filing fees, add to the cost of production, research, and development. I mean, I know people who have done biotech startup companies and have paid lawyers most of their venture capital for the initial funding rounds because that's what they have to do, in order to compete in this world where there are IP monopolies all over the place. Imagine if people didn't have to deal with paying all those lawyers, then they could produce products a lot more cheaply and it would lower some barriers to entry.
Yeah. Any questions, Aaron?
Well, like I said, I agree that the current patent system is broken. It's just my concern is you should at least get something if you spend a lot of time developing a product. And that's just my only concern, and I'll go look up the...
Well, if you spend... Aaron, let me break in for a minute. If you spend a lot of time digging a hole in your backyard and filling it in, does that mean you should be entitled to get some money for that?
It's a labor theory. I get where somebody could create something and then it could be stolen from them and that kind of thing. I mean, I understand that. And remember, secrets are only secret if you keep them secret.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't able to patent the combustion engine. And just imagine if Ford or whatever company was able to patent the combustion engine and be able to keep it for a period of time. Why is 17 years a moral amount of time and not 5 or 50?
Yeah,
and these are
arbitrary
questions that the patent law really has to, you know, has failed to address, and what has turned out is just a way to stifle innovation. Aaron, I do thank you for the call, and you know, give us a call back.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the space age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line. On the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, that's 855-450-3733. Excuse me. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Now, Stephanie, you've got a story that you've been holding here, and we've had so many calls, we haven't even got a chance to go through it, really get through it. We had started it out, but yes. Did you pick it up where we were?
Yes. So just to briefly recap for our listeners, Amazon Amazon.com, the giant online retailer, has released a statement saying that they fully, strongly support, that's their wording, the enactment of a federal online sales tax bill. And so we were reading this a little bit earlier, but just to recap, if enacted, the NZ Durbin-Alexander bill, which is the name of it, will allow states to require state retailers to collect sales tax at the time of purchase. Oh, excuse me, will allow states to require out-of-state retailers, I said state retailers, out-of-state retailers to collect sales tax at the time of purchase and remit those taxes on behalf of customers, and it will facilitate collection of on behalf of third-party sellers. Thus, this bill will allow states to obtain additional revenue without new taxes or federal spending, and it will make it easy for consumers and small retailers to comply with state sales tax laws. So it'll be making it easier for the consumers,
that's
Mark.
Because right, it's always so easy for businesses and consumers to take care of all these little government issues.
It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, all that this will do is really force these companies, these online retailers, to become unpaid servants of the state. You know,
that's what taxes are. I mean, taxes are that you're required to give a portion of the fruits of your labor to another individual who didn't work for them, and or group that didn't work for them.
Or else. And there's always that or else backing it up. There's always that threat of force implicit in every tax. And you know, most people never encounter that force. You know, they never go up against the tax system. They never refuse or say no. But
this is just a holdover from the times of agrarian slavery. You know, there was a time when man figured out how to grow high calorie things like grains in one place rather than walking around and picking them. I mean, before that, a slave wasn't terribly useful unless they were your wife, I suppose. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to advocate for this. I'm just saying that the relationships between humans prior to morality getting very thoroughly in there, might have been something different.
Yeah.
So, when you could grow a bunch of calories in one place, then slaves became much more useful. And people didn't really ask these questions. I mean, when you're talking about folks like Aristotle and Plato, these people advocated for slavery. You're talking about the Bible. It talked about how to properly take care of your slaves.
We all know that slaves are much more productive when they think that they're free, and I think that's the operative principle in place today with the with all countries around the world, essentially.
Even when you had kings and knights and vassals and these kinds of things, serfs were what they call tied to the land. Essentially, the land belonged to the king, and if you wanted to live on that land in any way, shape, or form, like your parents had and your parents before them and all that, then you had to give a portion of the fruits of your labor to the king because he owned the land. In fact, nothing's really changed except the king is now all of us. We all get a vote. Supposedly, that vote gets counted.
Oh, I don't think it's all of us. I think it's the politicians who deign to be in charge.
I don't even know if it's the politicians. I think that it's more likely the ensconced government bureaucrats that in fact are there, whether the Democrats or the Republicans are in charge. They just keep on going and going. So I don't know, but this is just a new sort of free-range slavery system. There's nothing moral about taxes at all. There's nothing moral about paying your taxes. If you think paying taxes is moral, if you think that a person who's in a given geographic area owes money to a government for whatever reason, please call in. I want to hear the reasoning because I've thought these things in the past. But
thought that there was an obligation to pay taxes just because you happened to be born on a certain plot of land?
I thought the taxes were that America's great and taxes to America must be good. I've had that kind of thought.
Well, that's what people are taught all their lives growing up.
Sure.
And people tend to believe what they're taught, right? If they never think about it, especially.
So, Amazon coming out advocating for an online sales tax disturbs me. I mean, I don't really
like
that
idea. Me too. Especially because I thought of Amazon in a positive light until I heard this.
There's never going to be a principled company that gets too large. I mean,
That's how they get large is by complying with the government and doing what they're told.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, it's kind of like something they have to do to survive because all of their competition is going to be, licking the government's boots. And if they don't do it, then they're the odd one out and they're significantly behind in the market.
And you can imagine what it would be like if Amazon's just trying to figure out what the best way for them to continue doing business is. And, you know, up to this point, it's just been states saying, you've got to pay. But if a federal law comes out where everybody, you know, sort of gets it, everybody gets it, quote unquote, equally, all the online retailers have to pay taxes.
Yeah. So that means that their opposition to these states that had gone up against them, I think North Carolina was one of them, wanted to tax
California.
The affiliates of Amazon.
I think it was Virginia, but I may be wrong too.
Okay, and then California wanted them to collect California sales tax, and
yep.
Amazon fought those, but obviously it wasn't a principled thing because they support now this federal proposed online sales tax.
I think it was to some extent inevitable, right?
I don't know. I don't think it has to be, and it's so sad. And maybe if they get enough customer backlash, maybe they'll turn against it. I'm not really that hopeful. I think there's probably what's going on here is an element of Amazon thinking that if this new regulations or legislation is enacted that requires all companies online who sell things online to collect this federal sales tax, you know, Amazon will be able to comply with that easily because they've come out in support of it now and they're already putting the framework in place within their own company to comply with that because they expect it's going to come. But they expect that their competition will not have that leg up, and because maybe they're smaller companies, they won't be able to absorb those costs of compliance as easily. And so probably, you know, it will be an advantage for Amazon, unfortunately.
I'm not happy about it, but this does leave openings for businesses that want to operate from a more principled standpoint and not pay money to organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. And, you know, perhaps they use bitcoins or whatever system they use in order to avoid.
Or gift certificates or something like that.
I've
always been fascinated by gift certificates because they're really another form of currency.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think of them that way, but they are an alternative
currency. It takes place at the cash register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you can only use it at one store usually, but it is a form of currency.
They do have some that will span several different retailers and that kind of thing. The biggest problem I have with them is that at any point they just decide to shut off your money and they do it.
Or they fee you every month you don't use it or something like that. Yeah,
I found that some businesses have been very immoral in the way that they deal with their gift certificates, and I don't like that. I mean, you know, if I have
immoral. I think it's probably just crappy, jerky.
Stealing people's money, in my opinion, is immoral. If a bank did that to me, I'd consider it immoral. As far as I'm concerned, I've got my money with them in a bank.
If they let you know ahead of time, then you could argue that you consented to it, I guess.
Dying to read their terms of service.
Right.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you say? It's a company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. SACL CAI, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, one of the principals, is a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can support him by going and checking out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI. Let's go to Peter. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Peter in Rhode Island. Peter? You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I went down to City Hall to get a permit to put a pool in my backyard.
Okay.
I found out that my house isn't actually in the United States. So I set up the four-bedroom Republic of Peoria.
I love that.
I wanted to call it Peterland, but that name was taken by the folks down by the airport.
Yeah,
wow. Interesting.
So... is this just a good joke, or what happened?
Damn it, Meg!
Okay.
You know, I wish that I would find out that...
is that a Family Guy reference?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
take your word for it.
Yeah.
I can't spend my time watching too much television on the radio too much, frankly. But
me neither. But yeah. I got that one.
It would be very interesting if you did find out that your house was in the United States.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
It draws the question is, why is it you can't withdraw your house from the United States? Why can't I say that my little piece of property is no longer in the United States?
That's a darn good question, Mark.
You know,
should be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, how would that? Why would they be so upset about it? Likely, if you did do that, and they even let you do it, they put a little border crossing there and wouldn't let you out.
I can picture that.
Frankly, you know, I might figure out ways to handle that. Let's set up some solar panels from freetalklivesolar.com. Let's get our energy from the sun and the wind and the water. Let's there's all kinds of things that you could do in order to stay in your property and be free. It'd be very interesting. But, these are things that entertain my mind at different times. I'd like to get my own little island, set up my own little libertarian paradise.
It's an interesting question. Would you trade, would you live alone on an island, essentially, if you could never have to deal with any government bothering you? Or, you know, is the social aspect and the civilization, I guess, so important to you that you would live under an oppressive government to get that?
Alone? I wouldn't live alone.
Yeah, that's hard. It might be a false dichotomy, I think.
Let's go to Jason in Fargo. Jason? Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a comment about the sales tax issue that you raised with Amazon and the potential national sales tax for Internet sales.
Yeah, it sounds like it's actually going to be a national sales tax, but more like a national law that would require and facilitate companies paying the state sales taxes.
Okay, yeah, and I've got a comment. With the state sales tax, if you're doing Internet sales, you've got to deal with not just the state, but you're dealing with, local municipalities,
yep.
Cities, counties, and all that. And for a small business, that's a killer. You're dealing with hundreds of thousands of different sales tax codes that you've got to be on top of and deal with distributions to.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I just think that's a terrible idea.
Right. And when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, in Sarasota County, they had a 1 cent sales tax that went to schools.
Really?
They actually had the cheerleaders on the side of the road with signs. The teacher union got them out there with signs saying, "Give a penny to me." And, but the next county over, which I lived in, Manatee County, and worked in Sarasota, lived in Manatee, they didn't have the sales tax. So sales tax was 7 cents in one place and 6 cents at another, or seven and eight, I'm not sure what it was. But you're absolutely right. This could be impossible.
Right. Because, if you're sitting in Minnesota making a sale to Florida, you got hundreds of thousands of different tax codes, and they change constantly.
Yeah.
So keeping on top of that is nearly impossible.
They probably would come out with a computer program that might be able to tell from zip code what the obligation is.
Well, the government wouldn't do that. Are you kidding?
No,
they don't care.
Somebody will.
Somebody will. But the thing is, I think the caller is absolutely right. What we would see probably if that happened would be either small businesses online refusing to sell to certain places, and they already are doing that, and some of them won't sell to California because you have to collect the California sales tax, or we would see them going out of business. And that's really sad.
Indeed it is. It looks like the call dropped. I don't know whether the caller intended to do that or whether it was one of those wonders of modern technology. Communication is facilitated, but, it's kind of hit or miss at the same time. You've gotten so used to Facebook and the Internet and communicating with people, and, what happens when it goes down?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. There are a lot of people who I wouldn't be able to contact if it weren't for Facebook, because I just don't have any other info for them.
So Amazon comes out, advocates a national sales tax, essentially, as the caller said there. Not exactly, but more or less, a national sales tax.
Yeah.
What do we as consumers who don't believe in this kind of thing do? Do we stop using Amazon? It's ubiquitous.
I would say publicly talk about it and express our dissent and on support of what they are advocating. And I think that's why it's important to bring it up on the show tonight, so people could, maybe someone's listening and wants to write a letter to Amazon and let them know what they think of it.
Well, I can tell you that I don't think that it's, for Free Talk Live, we're so deeply, in bed with Amazon that I'm not going to give a particular opinion. I think people need to figure that opinion out for themselves.
Well, I'm not. I'm a relatively new addition to the Free Talk Live crew. I don't benefit financially from Amazon's Free Talk Live affiliate program.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that on this press release from Amazon, there is a contact link. There's a contact by phone and contact by email from Amazon PR and Amazon Web Services PR and Amazon Customer Service and all this stuff. So, let them know what you think.
Well, what are the contacts?
They're just links. They're probably contact forms, so you can find that pretty easily.
Just what would one search for on the
search for Amazon?
What's the name of this press release, I suppose?
It's on the Free Talk Live front page right now, and it's also called, if you search for Amazon strongly supports enactment of NZ Durbin Alexander Federal Online Sales Tax Bill. Any of that probably will get you there.
Yeah, when this caller called in, I think that he really struck to the heart of the issue here. When Amazon is going to easily be able to implement this program compared to some, maybe a retailer like ManVentureOutpost.com.
Amazon's already starting to get ready to implement this program because they assume it's going to come.
Right, because they've got the cloud, I suppose.
They're getting a leg up on complying with all these billions of sales tax codes that change all the time, and they're figuring They're banking on the fact that their competition will not do that.
Maybe they'll sell the program to the competition.
Exactly.
But when you think about Man Venture Outpost and, you know, some guy who, a family that sells hunting, camping, and sporting equipment, mm-hmm. and they sell them at really great prices, mm-hmm. those prices are necessarily going to have to go up because they'll have to comply with these new rules. And, of course, you'll get taxed on it. Consumers are they're less likely to buy things when they cost more.
Yep.
When everything goes up by 10%, then, well, some people aren't going to buy based on that. It's not that they're going. It's not that everybody buys everything that they have to buy everything that they buy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Some people, you know, they will buy based on price, and if a price seems too high, then they just will do without.
Yeah.
Especially many of the things that are purchased online. You know, these are not necessarily foodstuffs and things like that. That people
I don't know.
Have
I get
have.
I get most of my essentials online. And actually on Amazon.
Wow.
You know, I just bought shampoo from there the other day. I mean, I just didn't feel
and
like going out to get it.
As long and curly as your hair is, you go through some shampoo. I mean, you know, I just put a little dime-sized amount for the little growth on the top of my head. You probably got to go, a quarter of a bottle every time. That's what it's like, right, for girls, people with long hair?
Well, I probably use more shampoo than the average person, but... enough about me.
Well, one wonders this. I've never had long hair, or thick hair, for that matter.
I mean, it's not like I buy the most expensive shampoo or anything, but it was really convenient, I'll say, to get it shipped directly to my door rather than having to go out and spend my time to go pick it up.
Yeah, I found many things online I get shipped right to the door, and it can be, it's a lot easier than having to go out and
Well, and it would be
shopping.
Sad to lose that convenience, and I think in New Hampshire, it sounds like the way this is written, I'm not sure about this, but it sounds like a state like New Hampshire that has no sales tax for the state would not be affected by this, really, except that a lot of online businesses would not be available because they
maybe
would not
all
comply
move to
with
New Hampshire.
Maybe. That'd be great. Welcome. Come on in.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call in about this or anything. 855-450-FREE.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733 on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you. That was Stephanie.
Trying to hit the cough button and failing, and you know, a professional radio host.
The cough buttons here are a little sticky, and if you don't get the exact push on it, that sometimes that'll happen. But,
I will practice next time.
I'm sure everybody forgives you, though. 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Wise Foods. We've been talking about buying things online, and wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches, and they carry a 25-year shelf life. You can put these in your pantry or in your basement, and they're in, you know, these plastic cartons, jug things, or buckets. They're sealed. And you can be certain that if in the, you know, something happens, whether it's food shortages or food inflates, I mean, you can be certain that's going to happen, right? Food, the cost of food is going to go up. And you can buy now with today's dollars and, you know, have food in the future. It's wisefoodstorage.com. You never know whether it's unemployment or natural disasters or whatever it might be. You can visit wisefoodstorage.com at 855-FOOD-WISE. To request a free entree sample. You don't have to just buy blind. They'll send you some to try. And for a limited time during the holidays, you can enter promo code FTL to get a no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com. You can call 855-FOODWISE. Use promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind included in every order. The greatest gift you can give your loved ones this holiday season is wisefoodstorage.com, and we've got some at my house, and I'm very pleased that we do. Let's go to Brian in Washington. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was calling to talk about the internet tax, the sales tax.
Yes, sir.
And it's about compliance. I'm not sure how they would, you know, enforce compliance, because I've been on the internet, and there's a lot of places to buy things.
Sure are. It does make one wonder, and they've disproportionately gone after the large retailers like Amazon, but you would think that the large retailers would probably begin policing the smaller retailers, or at least the ones one and two levels beneath them, wouldn't you?
Well, it'd be the large retailers that would suffer from it, because the ones that they're going to pay attention to, they're the ones they're going to look at. If I start a website right now, and I sell a scarf I knitted myself, and I'm not in compliance, they're not going to pay somebody to come collect the 37 cents.
Probably true. I mean, there's probably a level at which you could operate without really being bothered too much. You know, one wonders how long that would go, and many businesses intend to, you know, they're not profitable for the first 2 or 3 years even. They have to, you know, get sales over that period of time, and then they might get profitable, and that, you know, at that point, you know, maybe the government would have caught up to you.
Well, the large non-scale compliance would crush them. I mean, if everybody pretended that they were Mark Stevens, and everybody on the internet, because of the way memes are and the way the internet community is, you know, the 5% that's in compliance is going to be great, and that'll be a great source of revenue. But the 95% that's not will suck all the revenue out in attempts at collection.
You're absolutely right. If somebody finds you know that they can get a better deal than Amazon, if Amazon's paying the tax and then you know Bob's Discount Mart isn't, then people are going to go to Bob's. A percentage of people are going to go to Bob's. They're going to talk to other people, and that's going to draw it away. And then of course the government will attempt to go after Bob's at some point, but somebody else will have sprung up in the meantime.
Well, this gets weirder and weirder. Actually, I just pulled up an article that has a little bit more about this proposed legislation online. And it's actually called the Marketplace Fairness Act. So it does have one of those names that nobody can argue against. But this says that it says if the Marketplace Fairness Act becomes a law, it would be easier for states to collect sales taxes from online transactions. One act mandated by the bill involves states signing a multi-state legal agreement in order to align and conform their various sales tax codes, thus ensuring that individual online retailers are either uniformly charging sales taxes across the country or not at all. And then it says even states that don't sign such an agreement can issue minimum standards for online sales tax collection. States can apparently make different agreements with individual retailers under the proposed bill, which explains why Amazon has come out in favor of the law while eBay is strongly against it. That's so weird. I don't even understand how that would work, but it seems like they can go after different retailers differently.
Doesn't sound fair, like you know, equal treatment under the law to me.
It's so ironic.
Brian?
It sounds pretty standard, like any law I've ever heard. Designed to be confusing.
Yes,
but that's great. I mean, because people are worried about, oh no, who do I got to pay what? Don't worry, they'll send you a bill.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're really going to be, you know, policing it, if you sell something online, then they'll be able to either send you a bill or they're not going to get their money.
Well, I've got to say, Brian, at one point I opened a business and it didn't really go anywhere. And I'm sure this has happened to, you know, lots of people, just kind of got the paperwork put together or whatever. And the tax collection agency in, I think it was the state, but had an office near where I lived, sent me a bill for like $12,500 in back taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
They just said, well, you know, you opened this business. It's been a year. We are projecting your sales to have been that. And this is how much you owe as a result. So they just projected my sales and gave me a bill for $12,500. Take into consideration, I never sold anything with this business. They just decided.
Sometimes they have minimum yearly taxes, especially if you form a corporation.
You've got to watch out for that they'll send you a bill thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to send you a bill, and if you just blindly pay it, certainly, but it's the government, so they're going to send you some paper they've printed some words on. And what you'll be able to do, because of the glory that is the government, you'll be able to grab your own paper and put a bunch of words on it and send it back to them.
That's what I do.
We're going to have to read it and make determinations. And 4 or 5 years later, they'll take $12 because they'll be happy to get something. Like, I've got some bills that have been in collections that I've purposely let stay there just to watch this. It's like a $300 bill. You wait a year, four other companies get it that have purchased your debt.
Right.
And then they send you a $200 bill, you know, and then the next one sends you a $100 bill. And if you just wait long enough, you can pay the debt off in full for way less than it's worth, because everybody who buys it less than its actual value and is attempting to
a lot less. I mean, they can buy it as low like as 3% and that kind of thing, just in the hopes that they get paid on it. Because after it makes a certain, you know, drop-off point, in some companies it's 90 days, some companies it's 180.
But does that affect affect your credit rating, though?
Oh, sure, it'll affect your credit rating. Absolutely. And it depends on what your credit rating is worth to you. The fact of the matter is, I live in a house and I drive a car, and, you know, I'm fine with those things. You know, I'm not using my credit on, you know, that regular basis. Some people are really concerned about their credit ratings. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, don't care about it. But at the same time, if a situation comes up where somebody just charges me something that I don't feel I owe, which happened with me, Manatee County, county I used to live in, decided to charge me for water and utilities I wasn't using because I owned a house that I wasn't using. I'm like, I'm not paying you people crap. And so I just didn't send it. They kept sending bills. I just kept tossing them in the garbage. And
could they put a lien on your house in that case?
They could not. They had not. They didn't have the opportunity at that point. I mean, I was pretty close to closing on a deal, and I'm like, I'm not paying you people anything.
Yeah.
And so it didn't. It didn't close, and it's just sitting on my credit report at this point, and I don't care. Nobody's even contacting me about it. I care that little.
Yeah, there's something to be said for not just going ahead and blindly paying any bill that you get sent, you know. I mean, it helps to question, especially if it comes from the government, you know. I would say if you legitimately got a service from a company, it's probably a good idea to pay
That's
for
a different story,
that,
but,
you know.
You know,
they gave
a service,
you something that you wanted.
Right, but sometimes in dealing with companies, cell phone companies come to mind, you know, all these fees will be slammed on you. You didn't feel like you...
Or what about hospitals? I mean, I've heard so many horror stories of people who are taken, you know, by ambulance and they maybe didn't need to be, maybe could have been given a ride by a friend or something like that. Or they go to the hospital for something minor, like a cut that needs stitches or something, and they get like a $4,000 bill. And then they ask for an itemized receipt and it says like, you know, sterile gloves. $80, you know, and you can dispute those charges one-on-one if you go to the hospital and they usually have like a billing department or patient services that you can do. But yeah, there's something to be said for not just if something seems outrageous, you know, maybe question it a little bit.
Well, yeah, you definitely got to pay attention to what you're doing for sure. And as far as credit goes, I mean, people really worship their credit score, and that's great. If you're not planning on using your credit to buy a home, though, and you're really upset with the banks and you have decent credit, you might want to go out and get yourself a bunch of credit cards as many as you possibly can, and then, you know, buy yourself a bunch of stuff on credit, like gold.
I don't know if I would advocate
just
that.
Just don't pay it back, because I found with my experience with companies that when you don't pay them, they don't...
I don't think I could feel good about that.
I'm not going to advocate for it, Brian, but I understand where you're coming from. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You're on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition. 855-450-FREE.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.